What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truths, Uplifting, and Positive News for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
We have a wonderful interview today. You all want to start by introducing yourselves and saying who you all are representing?
Hi, my name is Ariel Gillen. I'm the head chairman of the alumni tournament for an organization known as SHINE.
And I'm Saul Ortiz, and I'm an advisor slash helper in any way for this event.
What is SHINE?
SHINE is a group, is an organization, and it's just a group of students who come together, and we create community events to raise money for a nonprofit organization like Aspiring Americans.
That's nice. So what does SHINE stand for?
It stands for Students Helping Initiate New Excellences.
I like it.
How old are you all?
I'm 17.
Yeah, I'm 18.
That's awesome.
The youth doing big things. Let's get it. Let's get it.
So what was the reason you all started this? Like, why?
SHINE actually started 3 years ago.
Yeah, I started our freshman year. It was started by a senior named Chris Cornell, and his idea was to like just bring the community together for a common goal, is to raise money for like any charity. And ever since then, it's been growing every year, and it's
3 years later, you guys are in control now a little bit.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So students started this organization to raise money for charities, and basically you all have been continuing it at Southeast High School, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Now, I know you guys have an event coming up, the soccer tournament, right? It's an alumni soccer tournament. There's how many teams are involved?
Four right now.
Four teams that are involved that are in the community. That's awesome. So with the money that you guys are raising for this tournament, like, what charities are going to?
It's going towards Aspiring Americans.
Aspiring Americans as well, man.
What is Aspiring Americans for people who don't know?
It's an organization that helps undocumented students with any information they need for scholarships. It's just to help them pay for college and do whatever they have to do.
How much money have you all raised?
As of right now, about
$5,000. Okay. I am impressed.
That's impressive.
And that's just this year?
It's been all 3 years. It's slowly been growing just due to our events have been evolving, and we're finally figuring out the kinks and how to make everything work.
Remember what we were doing in 17, Tim?
Yeah, I do remember. It wasn't that. Yeah, they're so much better than us. We talk about the youth quite a bit on the Positive Truths. We always do positive news stories about the youth doing crazy, amazing things. And like when I found out about this, I thought it was awesome in itself. And then I found out my main man Saul over here was involved, so I'm like, what is going on? This is awesome.
Yeah.
How have you guys worked with any other organizations to put like the soccer tournament together?
As of right now, it's really just been me and then my colleagues, but we've gotten our information out due to like Football Factory.
And then there's also another group, like it's a Hispanic Facebook group, Sports y Más Deportes.
Yeah.
They just share our information and try to get a lot of people like that may not know us, like to know more information.
Awesome, man. So they're spreading the word for you guys, helping out for sure. Mm-hmm. Football Factory is definitely getting bigger here in Oklahoma City. We actually interviewed them not too long ago, and they were pretty awesome, doing great things in the community. It's awesome the fact that you guys.
When is this event?
February 16th.
Awesome.
So that's awesome. It's coming up soon.
Very soon.
Is this the soccer alumni tournament? Is it all in one day?
Yes.
Well,
do you have any plans or events coming up in the future?
After my tournament, it's, I don't remember the order. We have a kids beauty pageant, a raffle, a Zumbathon, and then a car show.
You guys are staying busy.
Very.
Where is the car show going to be?
Santa Fe South.
Nice. So you guys are using the schools too? Man, go ahead. So with SHINE, is it student-led or do you guys have like a sponsored teacher?
No, it's completely student-led.
Wow, that's even better.
That's awesome.
That is pretty awesome, man.
I like how we're more enthusiastic than you are.
I've been working on this since, like, the summer, so I'm kind of like,
here,
I'm tired, I'm ready for it to be over.
Well, you're doing good work.
Yeah, for sure.
You're raising a lot of money and bringing the community together, so you should be proud of yourself.
But we are two products of Oklahoma City Public Schools, and I kid you not, I remember complaining back when I was in high school, like, why don't we have any kind of alumni events? Why don't we have anybody coming back and helping? And one thing that we have noticed with these kids' stories is the youth doing good things. The youth today are that change we wanted to see whenever we were young. young, and I think that's amazing. And you guys are a part of it. You guys are that change.
Y'all are doing the work that we were just too lazy to do.
Work that we complained about, for sure. So, I mean, like, I understand that you're tired, for sure, but the stuff that you guys are doing is amazing. The soccer tournament's amazing. I can't tell you how many people I talk to that they're just, oh, I can't wait to go, I can't wait to play, and it's pretty dope. So, for sure, you guys definitely should be proud, even though you are tired. It's awesome.
So, we have a lot of listeners. Have any social media, how they can donate, or any way to reach you all to support Shine?
So Shine is, like, we have our different pages. We're not really like one page together. So we have the alumni soccer tournament, and they can message me and I can get them any information they like from there.
Absolutely. We can definitely share that on our Facebook page at the Positive Truth Podcast.
And then we also have Sewell.
We also
have Sewell, yeah. Dude, well, I think, is all the questions we have except for my favorite one. So I want to ask you guys what your favorite quote is.
I guess I'll start on. My favorite quote is, believe in something even if it means sacrificing everything for it. You know, I like that quote because, like, you can apply it to like anything. You can apply it to a goal. You can apply it to just life in general.
I like it, Saul. Go ahead.
Oh my god. I don't know if I'm going to say it right, but it goes something like, don't mistake progress with movement. Just because you're moving a lot doesn't mean you're getting a lot done.
I like that one too. Talking about, I don't know what I'm going to say. Go ahead. No, those are two really good quotes.
Well, I think you are in the light now with Shine. We appreciate you coming on.
Thank you for having
us. And until next time, we're out.
Stay positive.